You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
You are on the Big Breakfast on Joy.
Yes.
Yes, and it is the comedy hour of power, only way more than an hour, because we're joined by another comedian this morning. Yeah. It is Amy Cunningham.
That's me, right?
Yep.
Me?
Okay. That's you. Cool. Yeah, I was being Oprah. Did you like it?
Oh, that's what
just
you're doing.
Just Oprah.
Yeah.
So you don't do comedy and you don't do impressions. That's...
Excellent.
Amy, welcome back to Australia. Because you're here all the way from Canada.
I am. It's good. It's good here. It's not freezing.
I don't know. Should we list the things that you guys said that she was bringing over for you? So according to these two, you've brought them, because I asked them what you'd bring over from Canada.
Okay.
And so far, Luke requested maple syrup, a Mountie, and a moose. And Rachel said that you would bring over some lovely glacial water.
Okay. Mm. I think that most of that I could get past the airport security people.
Yeah, I thought that would be pretty easy to do.
Right. So it's all on its way.
Yep.
Amazing.
It's just downstairs.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's what we wanted to hear. So, obviously, not your first time in Australia, because we've both interviewed you before.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you been here?
This is my second trip, yeah.
There you go.
And you've been travelling around Australia ahead of Comedy Festival, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was doing some other festivals in Perth and New Zealand. And then this time I really wanted to check out Tasmania. So I went there for the first time. And do you know that it's the best?
It's actually really cool.
So what about Tasmania, as someone who's not from Australia, what about Tasmania was so appealing that you wanted to go and check it out? What was the draw card?
Well, I guess that maybe it just, people keep trying to describe it, but it like in conflicting terms. And I was like, I want to, because it's kind of like hipstery, like progressive, but also like religious and conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And then just this vibe of like, they're different over there. And I also knew some people who booked some gigs there and that they were supposed to be really fun. They've got like a burgeoning comedy scene happening. So I did actually support spots with Reese Nicholson there, and I had never actually seen his act before. It was really, really amazing. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your impression of Tasmania after you went? Did it meet your expectations? Was it different to what you were expecting?
It was so great. I liked it. It's very drafty in the morning.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I really need to talk to all of Australia about insulation.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You could be saving money, I think. I don't know. Who's the person? I'm assuming someone at Joy.
We'll connect you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Just need an email. I don't know. Look, just if you come to Canada, take a look at our ventilation systems.
Oh, Canada, very like, impressive. You never know what the weather is outside, because you're just like, oh,
it's
I'm very
just
nice
perfect
here.
Perfect inside at all times.
My favorite thing when I was in Canada is the button that you push and then your car warms up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like you don't have to be in your car.
Yeah. My friend has that thing, like, in her house. You push a button and her car will start to heat up so that it's ready to go when you are.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's just something so brutal about getting in a freezing car.
Yes.
But I don't even have a car, so I just keep pressing buttons and then nothing is warm.
Your walk to the train is
someone's car somewhere else on the other side of Canada is getting warmed up.
Yeah, and somehow the glaciers just melt.
Yeah.
That's my button.
You are the cause of global warming.
Yeah.
Too many button pushing. It's okay, world.
Gotta blame somebody,
we've worked
right?
it out. Yes. I'm interested in the fact that your little bio about this show has a thing called the boot story.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I'm in a space boot, so I feel like I could have a connection with this. It's true.
Everyone's looking to verify. Rach lifted her leg.
I actually forgot that you had that.
Yeah, yeah. Still have a broken foot.
I saw you whinging about no one getting up
actually,
for you on a tram.
That's right.
Yes.
I saw your Instagram. Yeah.
Yes,
the disabled say they wouldn't stand up for you. And
no,
you were
they all
there.
Just looked down at their phones. I was like, bastards. Anyway, it's not my story. I'm not telling the boot story. The boot story is Amy's story. What kind of boot are we talking about?
It was kind of like a sort of ravery boot that I would wear for when I was in university, and they just didn't fit at all, and so it got stuck on me for.
So
a
like
while.
A Rave boot, like those big like platform.
Those fluffy ones? Or? No, it wasn't. It just was. It was kind of my idea of like wacky style. Like, do you know when? Did you ever when you were like 19 and you're like, okay, I have to go to a place and like dress wacky and like be mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I have to really show how much of an individual I am, but also it has to be like perfectly in tune with how everyone else is an individual right now.
I used to sew my own clothes. I was terrible.
Oh yeah. We did like the opposite. We would just like rip them into an outfit.
Yep.
Yeah. So just, and like lots of cutting stuff up.
It's like that. We used to have that store on Brunswick Street that used to just be full of very individual clothing, but everyone in it was looking the same.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
Joining us in studio right now, all the way from Canada, the very funny Amy Cunningham.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
Woo! Fun bags. Hey, that's the name of the show.
Yeah,
I'm just.
No,
I'm
Rach just wants to talk about fun bags.
Boobs! Yeah, so why fun bags? I lost myself there, sorry.
Happens a lot.
Fun bags because the show I was writing was kind of about containers and bodies. And I was talking about skin sacks, and then a friend of mine, actually Bart Freeburn, who's another comic in a local comic, had all these like cerebral like kind of ideas for a title, and he's like, that's a terrible idea, I mean, no one's gonna come to your show. Let's name your show Fun Bags. And then we couldn't stop laughing at it for weeks, and then I was like, I'm gonna try and figure out something better, but then Fun Bags just took over, right? It just...
as they do.
As they are want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why is everyone looking at me?
Because you're the one that want, you were like tits. You're all about it.
Yeah. No, I'm satisfied now.
Yeah. There are some jokes about breasts because they deserve airtime.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, Amy, so it's your second Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. So I guess what can people expect when they come and see your show? What sort of vibe are they going to get? What kind of things are they going to hear?
It's pretty introspective, and it's a lot about okay, so when I was in Perth, I had a guy come up to me who was so stone-faced during this. It was just a short set that I did, and then he was like an older gentleman, and he like walked by me after, and he just stood in front of me, and he said, "Very dry." so that you can expect some of that. I think in the end he said he liked it. I don't know. Who knows? I also have been told that my comedy is like watching Christoph Waltz eat a Danish. So if you're familiar with Austrian actors eating pastries, it's pretty. I like to think it's thoughtful, and it's not super fast paced.
Delicious and slightly crumbly.
Yeah, it makes a bit of a mess everywhere, but we get there in the end.
Yeah, so it tastes good. That's the main thing.
Right.
Yeah, good.
That's amazing. Cam's lost it today. Yeah, he thinks this is the best thing gone. In the world. Amazing. So, yeah, we're going to have to come see your show. It is on starting tomorrow. Through to the 7th. Of April. It is at Crowded in the Vaults as well, at Vault 10. So don't go to Vault 9, you'll be at the wrong one. And also don't go in the river.
That's how numbers work.
Same as before. Yes. But next to the river.
So Fun Bags, part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Amy Cunningham, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me again.
I know, right? Make it a trend. You'll come back next year, right?
Yes.
Excellent. So Comedy Festival, kick it off here. I'm going to play now. This is an Australian legend, just so you know, Amy. she was on Neighbours. So that's how she got a big break. And I don't know where she is now.
You do, because you spoke all about her last week.
No, she's married to someone famous, I think. Yeah. Holly
Valance.
Have you ever
heard of Holly Valance? Mm-mm. Okay.
Get ready for...
You're welcome.
An Australian anthem.
It's our gift to you from Australia.
Here on Big Breakfast.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.